struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, here we go. Second date update on the 20s. We got Christina on the line.
Woman up, Chris.
Oh, I'm about to.
Woman up, Chris.
Because that's what I'm supposed to do.
I was born to do.
But that's what I was born to do.
Woman up, Chris.
I'm about to.
Woman up, Chris.
Because that's what I was supposed to be born to do.
Yeah.
That's right there, the remix, y'all.
Yeah, you. What up, Crisscross?
Yeah, how's it going? Your bibbidi's feel a little baggy in the fur, a little tight in the uni, huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, we're talking to a girl. My bad.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
A little pokey in the fur, a little tight in the fur, a little loose in the back. That's the way we like it. You got to shift one side or the other. Okay, hey, Christina.
Good morning.
Tell us about your day, love.
Hey, good morning. Somebody took their happy juice today.
We did, yeah. We warmed it up, Chris, because that's what we're about to
do. That's what we were born to do, yes.
That's what we were... What did I say earlier?
That's what we are supposed
to be born to do.
Yeah.
Christina.
That's how we're made.
With our juice. Let's get to your date.
Let's talk about that.
Tell us about something fun here.
So I wanted to talk to you about this guy I met, Charles. We met on Bumble. We decided to grab lunch at Ala Moana Shopping Center, which was great. Lots of good conversation. Everything really flowed. And then while we were there, we thought, let's walk around a little bit, do a little shopping. It was amazing. And I really would like to see him again. I know it took me a little while to get back to him, but now he is not returning my calls or texts or anything. So I definitely need you guys' help.
Okay, wait. So if I get this chronologically correct, you guys met on Bumble, went to Ala Moana Shopping Center, did a little shopping, had some fun, and then you said it took a little while for you to get back to him. So after the date, he reached out, and then you waited for kind of a longer period of time than normal, and then you got back to him?
Yeah, I just waited a little bit. It wasn't on purpose. It was just because I got busy, you know, and so I didn't have time to see him, so I didn't respond. I mean, I can't be everywhere all the time. I just want to see him again. So
wait, did he reach out after the date, or did he not?
He did.
Oh!
This is an interesting second date update. Usually they just don't even reach out at all.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, maybe because he's on Bumble, which is a numbers game, dating apps.
Yeah.
He met another girl, went on a date. That went really, really good. And he since moved
too,
on.
Yeah.
Okay, Christina, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
I'll tag you next time.
Oh, no, you guys. No.
All right. Well,
Come on.
There's only one way to find out. We will call him. Obviously, it doesn't come from your phone number, so hopefully he will answer that call. What was his name again?
Charles.
Got it. If you don't mind, Christina, stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and see if we can get you guys reconnected.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Okay. Well,
yeah. You're welcome.
All right. You about to warm it up, Joe?
I'm about to.
Yeah, because this is what I was supposed to be born to do. Okay, here we go. Supposed to be born to do.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, is this Charles?
Yeah, this is Charles. What's up?
Hey, Charles, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe. MJ over there.
Hey, brother, Charles in the Chocolate Factory. How you, ba?
Wow.
Charles in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, not Charlie, but
not
Charles.
Charlie.
Hey,
I,
Charles,
I think we're all picking up what you're putting down, smelling what you're cooking.
Charles in charge.
I thought about that, but that was
easy. Yeah. What about Charles in the Peanut Gallery?
Ooh. Never heard of that.
What
is
it?
Charlie Brown. Yeah, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Snoopy, right? And there's a peanut gallery.
Yeah. Chuck, that's a guy.
Okay, anyway, Charles, hey, this really went from bad to worse, and it already started off terrible.
So, Charles Barkley, how was your date?
That's even worse. Okay, cool. Charles, I got to let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So, legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Yeah. I'm shocked you guys would call, but yeah, let's keep it rolling. What can I do for the Keola Show?
Love you, bro. Well, we're talking about this girl. You met her on Bumble, and then for your first date, you guys went to Ala Moana, did some shopping. What was told to us is that after that first date, you had reached out, and then I guess some time had passed before she got back to you, and ever since then, you just haven't returned any call.
You guys are talking about Christina, right?
Yeah. What happened? I've been in that situation, too, where you go on a date, you thought it went well, you reach out, and then it takes her like 4 days to get back.
Oh, yeah.
Or a week.
If it takes her 4 days to get back.
She ain't interested.
Yeah. Well, at that point, it's like, no need to get back.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Exactly.
Either A, you're not interested, like Joe said, or B, I just can't date someone that's, I'm so busy that I can't return what takes less than 10 seconds to reply on text message in the span of 2 to 3 hours after leaving a message for me.
Right.
You know, but anyway, sorry, now I'm pontificating. Go ahead, Charles. You tell us your story. What bothers you in the dating world?
I mean, to get right at it, I think Christina thinks I'm some kind of like sugar daddy. Like,
no, I never had that problem. The opposite is like, she thinks I'm some kind of cheap ass.
This daddy has no sugar, bro.
Daddy got no sugar. Daddy got Splenda.
That's right, man.
Fake sugar. Fake sugar.
Cheap stuff, bro. Cheap
I got Pake Splenda. Okay, so why do you think that she considers you or thinks of you as a sugar daddy?
Yeah.
We decided we'll hang around after dinner and do some window shopping.
Okay.
So we're walking, we're talking, things are cool, and she wanted to stop at Bath and Body Works to get girly soap or, you know, the...
Bath and Body Works is the devil when you're a guy and you're with your significant other that's a woman.
Yeah,
like whenever we walk by Bath and Body Works, for me, that's like the female version of me walking by Tinker Toys with
that's
Baby
right.
K. It's just kind of like, bro, you walk in between that person and the shop.
Are you going on the other side of the mall, bro?
And then you start facing them and walking sideways.
Oh, look at that over there.
So that they can't see that Bath and Body Works is behind me or for Baby K Tinker Toys.
I ain't trying to go in there and wash my hands.
So we went in Bath and Body Works. She gets like some soaps and I think, okay, I'll grab some soap for the house too. And it's just soap, so I paid for it.
Yeah, I paid for mine.
So then we're out of that shop. She wanted to go into like one of the surf shops. So she found a top that she liked. She brought it to the cashier and, you know, I was standing next to her and it rung up at like $25 and she just kind of like looked over at me like, so I was like, yeah.
Daddy?
Yes, Dad.
She's ringing this up. Okay, your total would be $24.43. And then she looks over you and you look over, you're like,
Let's go,
like,
man.
And then, hey,
Daddy.
And it's just the two of you staring at each other. Just like.
So who's going to do this?
What's up, man? What, cash, card? What are you going to use? Don't be looking at me. I'm not wearing that top. And then she's over there like,
it's not even my size.
Okay, so then she's looking at you. I'm assuming like she wants you to pay for this.
Yeah, she wants me to pay for it. And she's a, you know, she's a cute girl and I wanted to make a good impression. So I was like, all right, out comes the Amex. I buy the top. Now we've got the soap, we've got the top, and, you know, we're walking.
And now where's the poon?
Yeah. It's starting to add up here.
the where's Waldo of, I need it right meow.
Yes.
Where's the meow?
So after that, she got, like, really kind of flirty. Like, we started holding hands, and she's got her head kind of leaning on my shoulder and gave me, like, a little kiss on the cheek. And I was like, you know, I guess if this is how it works, you know, I need to buy her stuff, and then maybe she'll go home with me. I don't know.
And it only costs you $40 to make it the first base.
So far,
then we go into like another kind of higher end store, picks out a dress. It's like $200. She put it on, looked amazing. That went up to the counter, and I ended up paying for that. You know,
thought, she looked at him again like,
I'm sorry, Charles. I got to cut you off here. That ain't Christina's fault. That's your fault.
That's your fault, bro.
That's your fault, bro. As soon as you saw her take that $200 dress to go check out and cash out on that, I'd be like,
you know, what's happening.
Sorry, I got to get this call.
Yeah, I'll be right back, man.
Hi, Mufasa.
Hey.
I
got a call. It's gone. Hold on.
I've got Joe Biden on the line.
Yeah,
sorry.
I got something to talk about here.
So, did you pay for it?
Yeah, I did.
Charles, you got to find your nuts and reattach them.
All right. I got sucked in, I guess. So,
You're hoping for that, at least.
Yeah. So, you're like, $40 got me to first base. What does $200 get me?
Yeah. I should be running out of the park with this one, man.
It's a grand slam. I should be covering all the bases simultaneously. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get to take her home?
Let's not forget. So, I walked her back to her car, and then... She said she didn't have any money for gas. Like, she just made it to Ala Moana, but she was, like, on empty, and could I front her some money? And she paid me back on our second date. So I'm like, okay, there's going to be a second date. She'll wear the cute dress I bought. Everything's cool. So all I had was like $80 in cash. And she said, that's perfect. So I let her take the 80 bucks.
Oh, my God. She asked you for gas money?
Oh, my God. You are a sucker, bro. And she drives like a hybrid, probably.
I would have been like, she's like, I don't have any gas. I was like, good. Do you have an Uber app on your phone?
Yeah, that,
So all in now, this not including dinner and everything else, just for the, as you put it, window shopping, which, by the way, window shopping, you realize that just means that you stand outside the store, look through the window, and don't buy anything, obviously, because you're not in the store.
Yes.
I got $200 for the dress.
Bam!
I got $80 cash for the gas.
Bam!
And then how much did you all spend at Bath & Body Works?
Between her soap and my soap, maybe like $35.
Okay, so let's call it $20.
$20.
Okay, so now we're at an even $300.
Bam!
Wow. That's just for the quote-unquote window shopping segment of your date.
That's and the top, that's
$25.
How can I bring you $325?
Wow.
Was it worth it? But that didn't even cover dinner, too.
Yeah. That's dinner, too. And I don't know. So
you went home and you had
You know the relationship between daddy and sugar daddy,
that's
right?
That's right,
bro.
Yeah.
It's time for daddy to get some of that Splenda. So she tried calling you, and then that's why you never got back to her. Well, wait, why did you reach out to her right after the date then?
She never tried calling me. I tried calling her for 2 weeks for the second date.
You trying to get your $80 back, that's why.
And see her in the dress, or, you know.
Yeah, right.
You're outside the dress.
Have her smell like, you know, Lady of the Night at Rockstar or something like that. It's like, since I bought you a pair of lotion.
Nice.
You just got to add a little glitter in there. It's official. We're stilettos, and we'll be good to go.
For 2 weeks, I tried. 2 weeks, I heard nothing, and so I figured I was being scammed. So I wasn't going to get the $80 back. I wasn't going to get the second date, so I just blocked the number.
I love how you're concerned about the cash, not the $325 of shopping you did, not including the dinner.
That was just investment.
Yeah. All right. Well, Charles, hate to put you in this position, but we've got Christina on the other line. So apparently she is interested, but she couldn't get a hold of you. Well, Christina, we now know why he never called you back.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Oh, no. Now that you talk about it, I can hear it, and it sounds terrible. Terrible.
It doesn't sound so terrible. It is terrible.
It is terrible. I can't believe you actually.
I'm adding a hole now.
No, I'm so sorry, Charles. I do have the intention of paying you back. I promise. I am not using you, and I want to thank you so much for what you bought me. I have the money I owe you. I really do. I am so, so sorry. And
she recouped it from the last two Bumble dates that she went on. It took her 2 weeks to call you back.
I wish you'd texted me, because I honestly did not realize that was you calling. I get so many crank calls, and I didn't save your number, which is so dumb. I'm so sorry. And then I was going to call you back, and then it wouldn't go through. So I was like, I don't know what is going on. I did have such a wonderful time, and I promise, the next time I see you, if you let me see you again, well, they'll pay for it. But if but the time after that, I swear, I will buy you dinner. And, okay, if we go back to the mall, then maybe we can go into Victoria's Secret. How's that sound?
Wow.
How does that benefit him, though?
Well, because that's something she can wear after they go to the mall. But the question is, who's paying
pay for that one?
Tell you what, we can go to Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
I mean, that all sounds great. I mean, you know how weird this whole thing ended up being, right? I'm trying to be nice. What were you doing for like 2 weeks?
I just got so busy at work, and then I told you I had that really short trip that I had to leave town for, and it just turned into a thing, and I'm so sorry. It just took me a little while, and then I totally blew it. But I really, really like you. I really had such a good time. It has nothing to do with you buying me stuff, really. Please, please, if you let me.
If you have extra money, if you get paid this
you
week,
afford it.
My closet's running a little thin. My last sugar daddy just quit.
What is your pay periods?
Yeah. Well, Christina, if I may, and Charles, let me defend you on this one. I feel it's very obvious that if you are really, really into someone and not their money or using them to buy you stuff, but you're just into them for them, and I had your busy work schedule, which we have a very unique work schedule getting up at 3.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, Joe's got a 4-year-old, I got a 5-year-old, he's got also an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old.
Yep.
And once again, I'm really into you, but I'm also very busy, and I had an upcoming business trip. I would take literally less than 1 minute out of my life to pick up my phone, text that person back and be like, hey, sorry, life's busy with work and I got a trip coming up. Can I hit you up in a couple days?
Yeah.
See?
Really enjoyed our time together. Send.
Easy.
Yeah, but I've done that.
How long do you think that takes? That literally takes less than 60 seconds. If you can designate 1 minute out of your busy schedule to reach back out to somebody that you're allegedly really into for that person and not the fact that they bought you a whole ton of crap.
Yeah.
I think you would do it.
Every time I've done that in the past, they think that I'm blowing them off. They don't even believe it. They think I'm just making up excuses. The thing is that I wanted to call and like have an actual long conversation. I didn't want to just text and then he wouldn't hear from me for a while. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when it's like you really like somebody and you want to spend time to it and then things get in the way and you forget, or it's like you remember but it's midnight and you don't want to call him then. It's like that's what kept happening.
To back her up though, I've done that before where like someone texted me, a good friend of mine, right? Yeah. And texted me happy birthday and I was going to respond to them and I totally forgot about the text because I pressed on the text and then I forgot that they texted me. It took me like literally 2 weeks to
actually In your defense, how many friends do you have? A lot, right?
Yeah.
You know. How many guys do you date that you're super, 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 super interested in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I only have one.
Right.
Yeah,
how many text messages did you receive for your birthday?
A lot. Yeah.
Versus how many text messages did you get from the guy that you're super, 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 super interested in?
Yeah.
See where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of a different dynamic there, if I may.
Don't be lazy, girl.
Well, it's not just lazy to me. It's like if you're interested in someone, they give you butterflies.
Yeah.
Chances are they're pretty much on your mind a little bit. And the chance of you're forgetting to text someone back that you're romantically interested in that you just met.
Yeah.
Mm.
Slim to none, my opinion.
Like, so overwhelmed at work, though, that it's like you've got like 8 people yelling at you at once for all the stuff that they need. And you have like no time to, like, I didn't have time to eat. I was getting like 4 hours sleep, you know, for that week. I mean, it was just crunch time. And it just blew up, and I don't want to text somebody at midnight, and I certainly can't have a long conversation with them, and I needed sleep, you know. And again, I apologize. It sounds terrible, I know, and I want to make it up to you, Charles. I really, really do, because
I hope you have the time for it. You sound too busy for him.
Well, like I said, that was crunch time. That's passed, so now I have some time again. I'm in town. I have no reason to go away, so please let me make it up to you.
Oh,
Charles, you know, I got an idea, because usually we pay for dinner and drinks on a second date. I question her true intentions here. The fact that, like, I mean, me personally, bearing in mind I'm a dude and we live in the society and culture that we live in, I would not allow anyone that I just met on a dating app during a first date to buy me a $200 shirt.
No.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't be able to sleep at night. You know what I mean? If I want that $200 shirt, I'll buy it myself. No, thank you. Thank you for the thought, though. Super sweet of you.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I acknowledge that. And that I should get it. He told me it looks awesome and you should get it. That I don't even normally even try on something that expensive.
Did he say, I'll buy it for you?
No, but he bought everything. I just thought,
he bought everything else.
I didn't stop him.
Hold on, we didn't get to my idea yet. My idea is, instead of us paying for dinner and drinks on a second date, why don't you take Charles out to a date at his favorite restaurant, and then you guys see where it goes from there. That way you can kind of show, hey man, not in it for the money.
No.
I'm not looking for a Splenda daddy. Picture daddy. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get to know you. I want to spend time with you. You're the one that said that earlier, Christine. Mm-hmm. I want to have a nice, long, in-depth conversation with you to get to know you better. And since you dropped upwards of $400, because $325 on the shopping, safe to assume he spent at least $75 on dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Upwards of $400, let me take you to your favorite restaurant on me.
Ruth Chris is his favorite restaurant.
That's right. And if it's not there, it's at Heinz.
Or Martin's. Pick one. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I hope it's a little truck somewhere, but yes, let me make it up to
you. I did your job for you, for crying out loud, man. You're welcome.
I mean, this was the weirdest post-date experience I think I've ever had. But honestly, the date ended. I wanted to see you again. I didn't see you, and now the way that we're getting back together is nuts. But, yeah, I'll do it again.
Yay!
All right!
I like that.
Right on, Chris. Christina. Well, you are welcome, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. See, I just had to go to some extreme lengths because obviously I like you, which is just embarrassing to say. But if I didn't, I never would have heard from you again. So, yay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. You're well, welcome. And Christina, much like you handle your dates, for my time and services, that'll cost you...
Yeah, let's send her the bill right now.
Yeah, at least a $20 Nordstrom gift card, which will give me nothing.
Okay, can you give me a Target card, too?
Yeah, I'd like a Polo Ralph Lauren top. And
yeah, and I'll take some See's candies.
Oh, you're a cheap date, girl.